Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel, and welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site, under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin at weather.utexas.edu for this 20th day of November, this Wednesday. This is your audio weather webcast. We look at weather ahead over the coming days. Looking back at yesterday, what a day with all the sunshine around. About 519 minutes by my calculations of sunshine yesterday, about 82% of all possible sunshine for the 19th day of November here in the Austin area. Out at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport yesterday, a calendar day high of 80 degrees, 40 was the low, no rainfall recorded. And meanwhile, out at Camp Mabry, calendar day high was also 80, 45 the calendar day low, no rainfall recorded. Over the next couple of days, a more unsettled weather pattern, a series of upper-level low-pressure disturbances, the first of which is already starting to move across Texas in the southwestern U.S. It has brought the clouds back overnight, and I think as the day goes along, maybe a few rain showers, but it's a very, very slim chance. But even today, with the president in town and other things, any rain shower is going to make the traffic even worse, and with the president in town, it's even going to make it that much worse. So just kind of keep that in mind. You're going to be out a little later today, but the rain chances really pretty slim, and if anything today, mainly trace rainfall amounts. Once that initial disturbance moves by, we see a little break tonight, late tonight, into tomorrow, before the rain chances start up again. The other part of this upper-level low out of the southwest U.S. and off the Pacific will then make its way toward Texas by, I think, tomorrow into tomorrow night. Rain chances start to go up, and it'll finally pass overhead, or at least it'll drag itself overhead, this upper-level disturbance, on Friday. That'll create the best lift in the atmosphere and give us scattered rain showers, even a few thunderstorms around with a lightning threat on Friday. As it moves by, it shapes the atmosphere below to support a cold front to move through the area. That front through the area sometime probably mid and late morning, but right now I'm just going to say in the morning hours on Friday. The upper level disturbance may lag a little bit, so the rain chances persist back in the cooler air by afternoon. But the good news is for high school football, some of the championship games that are starting to get underway, that Friday night high school football looks pretty good. I think the clouds will break by late in the day on Friday and on into Friday evening, so the high school football looks okay. And a beautiful weekend. Cooler air moving into South Central Texas. You're headed up to the 2:30 kick with the University of Texas Longhorns against Baylor up at McLean Stadium up in Waco on Saturday. Oh, it's great. Sunshine, high temperatures here and there, probably in the 60s during the day, probably lower 60s up there, low to mid 60s down here. Once we get into Sunday, we'll return to a southerly wind, and guess what? We begin to get a little moisture back in advance of another cold front. This one's due on Monday. It'll move through by Monday into Monday night and early Tuesday. Right now, we'll call for late in the day on Monday. There'll be a chance of a shower or thunderstorm with that as it begins to slip on through the area by early next week. Quick check of the tropics real quick. Here we are moving through November. Again, we wrap up the Atlantic and the Pacific season once we get to the end of the month. The National Hurricane Center in Miami, Sebastian, a tropical storm out there northeast of the northernmost leeward islands. Highest winds about 45 to 50 miles an hour. It's moving to the northwest at about 7. It should stay out over the open Atlantic. We'll watch it for Bermuda and some of the islands out there, but mainly this is going to be an Atlantic system. We're getting pretty far along in the season, and the westerlies are beginning to shift south, and this should begin to recurve the system back to the northeast with time. The National Hurricane Center watching the eastern Pacific as well from Miami, and they say no new tropical cyclones expected there. Meanwhile, out in the central Pacific, the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu saying no new tropical systems expected out there either. Meanwhile, out in the far western Pacific and the Indian Ocean, the Joint Typhoon Warning Center out there talking about no suspect areas of development in the Indian Ocean. We still got Kalmeji, which is a tropical storm very close to Taiwan, there between there and Manila. There's also Fung Wong, which is a brand new tropical storm. It's developed out east of Manila, in a sense, when you look at it geographically in a broad sense. Those are two systems that the Joint Typhoon Warning Center is watching. A couple of disturbed areas of weather out east of Guam, back toward the international dateline, but for our U.S. interest in Guam, really nothing other than those systems to the west. Back here at home, the sun came up this morning with all the clouds in place at about 7:01, sets this evening 5:32, sunrise tomorrow morning 7:02, and sunset tomorrow evening at about 5:31, and my forecast today. We've seen a little patchy fog around and low clouds. I'm calling for partly to mostly cloudy day, and it'll become breezy today as the south wind picks up 8 to 15, some higher gusts to 25. By this afternoon, as the winds kind of pick up, the patchy fog will lift, and so will the lower clouds just a bit. Again, partly to mostly cloudy, and a few rain showers by afternoon. Now, that rainfall, given a 20% chance of rain, what does that mean? Not many of us are going to get rainfall, but it would average 5 hundredths of an inch or less. In most places, probably just a trace. A high today of 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy, widely scattered rain showers. I'm calling for about a 20% chance of rain for the area overnight tonight. Kind of a lull, if you will, less than 5 hundredths of an inch, low of 65. Southerly winds about 8 to 15 overnight. And then for tomorrow, for Thursday, mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers, up to a 40% chance tomorrow with the approach of that second upper-level low-pressure storm system, with that 40% chance of rain, rainfall averaging a tenth of an inch or less. High tomorrow, 78. South winds 8 to 15, some higher gusts. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers. There may be a thunderstorm with an associated lightning threat, maybe after midnight. 40% chance of rain, rainfall where it occurs would average a tenth of an inch, a low of 65. And a south wind 8 to 15, and on Friday, the cold front, the upper-level storm system move on by, cloudy, turning cooler. Scattered rain showers and thunderstorms and associated lightning threat as the cold front passes in the morning. Rainfall, given a 60% chance of rain, better chance will average a quarter inch. Rain chances decreasing quickly by late afternoon, the evening rush on Friday. High of 65, temperatures falling in the afternoon, though south winds north-northwest at about 10 to 18 miles an hour. On Friday night, decreasing clouds early, partly cloudy after 7 p.m., and then clear after midnight, 42, so it's going to be cooler Friday night. North-northwest winds decreasing 5 to 12 on Saturday, and Saturday night, mostly clear, lots of sunshine, 65. The high north winds about 5 to 12, mostly clear, 42. Saturday night, a light north-northeast wind. On Sunday, sunshine, a high of 69. Northeast winds becoming more easterly in the afternoon, back to the east-southeast by Sunday night. High of 69 on Sunday, about 48 Sunday night, mostly clear. And then on Monday, mostly sunny. High of about 72, southeast winds 5 to 12. I think I mentioned a couple of minutes ago incorrectly that front would be through late Monday. I was talking about late Tuesday. My apologies for that. Looks like the clouds do pick up Monday night, low 56. And then on Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, widely scattered rain showers and thunderstorms. An associated lightning threat as a cold front moves through by afternoon again on Tuesday. Rainfall where it occurs, 30% chance of rain will average a quarter inch or less, 72 the high on Tuesday, and then wind shifting around northwest by afternoon in the wake of that cold front. Friends, that's my 7-day forecast for Austin for South Central Texas. Let's look ahead, and we give courtesy to the climatologist up at the Climate Prediction Center, part of the National Weather Service in College Park, Maryland. The 8 to 14-day outlook product is issued once a day in the afternoons, and it's there kind of produce a trend or an outlook for us in the period beyond our 7-day forecast. They're saying for next Wednesday, the 27th of November, through Tuesday, the 3rd of December, this picks up Thanksgiving, by the way, for Austin, temperatures outlook to be above average, precipitation below average. Friends, that's my audio weather webcast on this Wednesday, 20th day of November, 2019. I'll update my website, my audio weather webcast as we get into tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. Meanwhile, enjoy your Wednesday. We'll talk again tomorrow morning.